right. Hello, everyone, to our first video podcast.
What do you mean first? Wasn't the other one recorded video?
You're right. Shit. To our first in-person video podcast.
Formally?
Sort of-ish? Yeah, sure. Why not? This is formal. We're at a dining table.
Yeah, you're being downgraded from sister podcast to daughter podcast.
Brutal.
Lack of professionalism.
Rude. Anyway, my name is Andrea, and Chastity's somewhere around here. This is Chastity's husband.
Hello.
And this is my husband.
Hi.
And this is why am I reading this?
Yes.
And this is a make me read this episode. I don't even know what Chastity read. So let's find out. Oh my. Boop.
So you're Mrs. the Monarch.
I am Mrs. the Corbin. Dr. Mrs. the Corbin.
I don't know if you're a doctor just yet.
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, you're not a doctor.
That is a reference.
Yeah, sis, you're not a doctor. You're some type of...
No, that's a reference to our sister podcast, Intrepid Assholes.
Yeah.
Season 2.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Your sister podcast is Intrepid Assholes. The parent podcast is F your favorite character.
Yeah.
I gotta agree with that, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. Anyways, what are we doing here?
So, welcome everyone to another episode of Make Me Read This. Well, you already introduced everything.
Yeah.
So, apologies for the background whirring. We're currently actually making Monarch armor. So
yes. 3D printer is up and running. It shouldn't pick it up as much.
And you might see dogs wandering around because my dogs are here.
Where is the baby?
I don't know where the old baby is.
Old baby needs to be a part of this.
Eh, she'll get here eventually.
She always is.
Anyway. Oh, she is here. Hello, oldest baby. The other two are hanging out on the floor because it's hot as balls. Ah, there is the tiny one.
There she is.
Hello, tiny one.
Hello, tiny one. Zwell.
Yes, so.
First things first, we are reading Hench, a novel by Natalie Zena Walshots? Walscots? Walshots. Walshots.
Sure.
Sure. I'm sorry, Natalie. I'm sorry.
Words are hard.
It's a theme in the book of names getting misspelled or mispronounced, so I feel bad not knowing how to pronounce it. But anyway, this is Hench, and pretty much, again, I wrote a script for at least the intro.
Excellent.
So I'm going to read you guys what I have.
Yes, go
ahead. And I do indeed have the da-da-da-da-da written on my script, as you can see.
Oh, I can look at your screen.
Now you can look at my... He kept on trying to look at my computer while I was writing this script, and he couldn't know what I was reading, because
it's a make me read this.
Yes.
How frustrated are you going to be through this entire thing, because I'm here?
Hopefully not at all. Oh, God, you're going to make this difficult.
Probably.
You chose him.
So, there are two extreme ways of the spectrum that is villains in our oversaturated world of Marvel-heavy media. There's movies and tales, much of that like The Boys. Gruesome, terrifying, but realistic in the sense of what would happen to one's psyche when told they can literally have anything they want if they punch a hole through a head of someone that tells them no.
True.
Then, the exact other side of the spectrum, The Venture Brothers, full of funny old-fashioned parodies and Saturday morning cartoons and sweeties who want me to sit on their ever-expanding throne.
Excellent.
So today we're going to discuss an experience of something right in the middle. A tale of hunches that treat the hench game as if they are their own 21 and 24. But with a supposed hero that 100% considers himself that one blonde douchebag that comes on top of a skyscraper in The Boys.
Homelander.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
So we get a little bit of both worlds smashed into one in this amazing novel. And that's my intro so far.
Okay. Next.
Now, warning to the readers, for once, I have not finished this book. It is a 500-page book. I am over halfway done. But, you know, we're on a time crunch because we don't live in the same state.
Damn
so...
it.
I'm doing this anyway, and I really wanted to do this bit. I really wanted.
Yes. Well, I mean, you were so prepared.
Da, 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 da,
So, full disclosure, I have not actually watched Venture Bros. I know. Give me the slap button.
It's fine.
How dare you?
People, there's an infinite amount of content in this universe now.
Isn't it your favorite show?
It is, but Andrea didn't say anything bad about Venture Brothers.
True. I've tried making her watch.
He tries to make me watch a lot of things. And then,
it's for your own good.
It's a very good show.
It's kind of
like we rewatch it all the time.
It's actually really intelligent humor.
You're fine.
Just watch the show.
What's the next step?
You're gonna end up liking them, and you're gonna hate yourself for like, why was I combating this so much?
It's neurodivergent shit.
I don't give a shit.
Okay, then you're just gonna do what I said.
I can't think of what the TLA is for that, but
being stubborn.
It's not RSS. It's the other one.
That's our website for to post stuff.
So first off, let's go ahead and do our first part of the show, which is
Let's Judge a Book by Its Cover! Yeah!
Where the song changes every time.
Oh, yeah. Never consistent.
No.
So, what do it look like? Do we get to peep it?
So, yes. And for those watching, oh, by the way, listeners, we are doing a video version.
Yes.
A legitimate around the table, and that will be uploaded onto the YouTube during the next episode.
Yes.
So, if you want to see the visual gag and not just hear me screaming da 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 da, da then you can see that I am in a Dr. Mrs. the Monarch halfway, but so I'm Dr. Mrs. the Corbin.
Bomb. Bomb. Bomb.
Da 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 da. Da. I love you.
My stanza. Jordan can do a really good, what is it, that's 21?
24.
You can do a really good 24 impression.
Yeah. See, there's eventually going to be a part where I'm going to have one of you pick one of them and another one pick the other, and I want you to do your best impressions with specific lines.
Oh boy, here we go.
So that's going to happen.
You look like Ray Romano with a unibrow.
That was just your voice, dear.
Oh no.
And no amount of chin hair will replace an actual jawline.
You say that.
I need to actually lose my voice in order for me to do 21.
All right, so.
Okay.
Here is our cover.
Ooh.
That we will judge.
Okay, so.
I don't get it.
We've got everything in the background is different shades of red. You have, it looks like a femme type here.
Yeah, female superhero with a shadow of a.
With the cape.
Yeah, so
only the shadow has the cape.
Yeah, so it's like doing that whole dual identity thing like most superheroes have. The thing I'm not understanding is it's called hench.
Yes.
Is she the hench? Yes. Or so why does she have the superhero background?
Don't know.
We're gonna read the book.
I read half of it.
It doesn't explain it in the first half. We're going to find out together, my dear.
No, we won't.
Eventually.
Book is trash. Book is straight up trash.
You're trash.
Sorry.
Apparently it's 500 pages of trash, according to you.
And I had like 3 days.
Yeah. So we've got this lovely kind of light turquoise font.
It's very reminiscent of nighttime brickery when it's painted on comic books. So whenever you're reading a comic at night and it's a brick building or anything like that, it has that really turquoisey blue. That's a wall. That's supposed to be a wall.
Yes. Good. It is.
Awesome. I don't read enough comic books to know that. And then the author's name is in a yellow. Mm-hmm. It's a very minimalistic situation because the gal here is just a silhouette.
It's a beautiful cover.
It's very simple.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is intriguing because you're like, it says hench, but she has a cape.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
I give this one a 10 out of 10. I think this is one of our best covers that we have.
Yeah, and like that. We actually like agree on this one.
Yeah,
that's, we don't always agree.
That's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carbon,
I noticed that it says a novel down at the bottom in a nice little cursive.
Yes.
In case you don't know what it is.
Just in case.
Well, in case people don't know what cursive is.
No, because I mean, they don't know technically what, speaking, there is a novella, which is a type of book.
It's smaller.
I know, but in case you're holding this book and you're like, well, what is it? You can know it's a novel because it says it.
How novel?
Didn't.
Also, I want to point out to our watching viewers, he is wearing a Venture Brothers shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm wearing it. Hopefully you can see it. From the movie.
He wears a Venture Brothers shirt almost every day.
I didn't get all of the season 3 shirts, and I'm missing one season 5 shirt.
He knows exactly which shirts he's missing.
Yeah, of course. It's a collector thing. Mm-hmm. They know the shit.
Yep.
They bother to memorize it.
Yep.
Yeah, this is the four Hanks from the movie.
Yes.
Quadra Hank.
Good job. So yes, would this cover like intrigue you to read it?
Possibly. No. I would at least turn it over and like try to read the back and like see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think if I saw this like in the BookBub email or something, I don't think I would really bother.
Interesting.
I would pick this up and I would hand it to you if it was at Barnes & Noble. I'd be like, what is this? And I would read the back and I'd be like, oh, Chastity, read the back of this.
That is the extent.
I'm completely illiterate. I can't read.
You're completely illiterate.
Yeah.
You read the novel in cursive.
Holy crap.
It was a lucky guess.
We need to go on a Barnes & Noble book date and just frolic for like 3 hours.
Yes, and we also need to pick up an episode of What the Hell Are We Reading? And yes, pick up two blind date books.
Blind date ones.
And
yes,
that'll be the theme.
Yes!
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, there's a big Barnes & Noble close by.
Yeah, I know. We're on a time crunch, babe.
Yeah, I know.
We are. Hence why I didn't finish the book.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Okay, so what I liked and disliked about this book before getting into... Oh, wait, no, that was for the cover. I always do that.
Didn't have a script today.
I know. About the cover. So what do you guys expect to be in this book based on its cover?
Female main character.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be one of those hench people wanting to be a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to be a superhero.
Yeah, they want to live up to something. Either they want to be a superhero, they want to upgrade from them being a hench to either a full-blown superhero or a full-blown supervillain.
Interesting.
I don't know. I didn't read the back of the book.
It's supposed to be what you're guessing.
Oh.
Just based on the visuals.
There's going to be a lot of blood. The cover's red.
Okay.
That's a good, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Good job, sweetheart.
Those of you watching the video, you could not see the eye twitch.
When you become illiterate, the other brain faculties become much more powerful.
What?
What?
Yeah. What?
Mm-hmm.
You heard. No, you didn't. I didn't.
You'll have to listen to it again on the re-recording.
Don't worry about it. It was not profound in any way, shape, or form.
Andrea, would you like to read the spoiler-free synopsis from Amazon?
Oh, for sure-sies. Let me grab that for ya.
I got it right here.
Okay, I'll just read it off your screen then.
Here you go.
Great. Wow, this is long.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Zing.
Hi.
Fuck yourself.
Fuck me yourself, you coward.
I do.
I know.
So, anywho's... Anna does boring things for terrible people because even criminals need office help and she needs a job. Working for a monster lurking beneath the surface of the world isn't glamorous. But is it really worse than working for an oil conglomerate or an insurance company? In this economy? She's a temp. She's just a cog in the machine. But when she finally gets a promising assignment, everything goes... so wrong because my husband can't stay off his fucking phone.
I don't know what you're talking about. Ow.
That did not hurt you.
No, I didn't.
It was...
What'd you hit me
with? For those of you watching, it was a ball of yarn.
The most dangerous object in the world.
Yes. Anyway, everything goes very wrong, and an encounter with the so-called hero leaves her badly injured. And, to her horror, compared to the other bodies strewn about, she's the lucky one. That does sound very Homelander.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, then she gets laid off. With no money and no mobility, with only her anger and internet research acumen, she discovers her suffering at the hands of a hero is far from unique. When people start listening to the story that her data tells, she realizes she might not be as powerless as she thinks. Because the key to everything is data, knowing how to collate it, how to manipulate it, and how to weaponize it. By tallying up the human cost of these caped forces of nature, she discovers that the line between good and evil is mostly marketing. And with social media and viral videos, she can control that appearance. Wow, this is straight up VOD.
Woo! So she's literally just going to start making heroes into villains.
Kind of, sort of, maybe.
Yeah, so this is going to be a public image sabotage thing.
There's a little bit more.
Oh, sorry.
It's not too long before she's employed once more, this time by one of the worst villains on Earth. As she becomes an increasingly valuable lieutenant, she might just save the world. A sharp, witty, modern debut, Hench explores the individual cost of justice through a fascinating mix of millennial office politics, heroism measured through data science, body horror, and a profound misunderstanding of quantum mechanics. Dude, same. So, yes. Wow, I do not know how your retinas handle that brightness.
Don't worry about it. Her eyes.
Hurt my eyeball. Blind? It hurt my eyeball.
My bad.
It's okay.
Yeah, don't worry about her. She doesn't like bright lights.
I'm a gremlin.
So, with that is the spoiler-free. What are your expectations, guys, upon hearing that?
I mean, kind of what it says on the tin. It's going to get real interesting real fast.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, not going to lie, it sounds like it's going to be boring for a good chunk of it because it's going to talk nothing about, like, marketing for a good... maybe half to third of to three quarters of a chapter, and then it's going to be like, oh, here's a chapter of all the fallout happening, and it's going to be awesome, but it's going to be a really short chapter a really short section.
You also have a thing with marketing at the moment, because for those of you who don't know, Gio is currently getting a degree in business.
Oh, I already did that whole marketing thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but it's still especially like...
Yeah, no, but it just seems like it's going to be like, oh, yes, we're going to start, like, uploading clips and propaganda and all this stuff to make the heroes look bad. And then it's going to be like, we're going to do all this setup. We caught this and that. Oh, my God, there's a sex scandal happening. And we're going to, like, do all this shit. And then it's like, it's a whole bunch of just watching someone at a computer going tippy-tap, you know, clicking mouse and everything. And then the next chapter, I'm going to say about a good quarter of that chapter is literally going to be, like, all the downfall. Then it's going to be like, ha, 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 onto the next one. And it's just going to be more research.
I have a feeling since it's a 500-page book that it might be a little bit more interesting.
They do it more than once.
You're close.
Excellent.
But? They do it very interestingly.
All right.
So you are close.
Excellent.
I just want to know more about the world building. Like, is it like a multi-comic sort of world where everyone gets their powers from different things? Or
it's a novel.
Shut the fuck up!
What did I say?
You said comic book.
Right, like...
Is it like a comic book?
A multi-comic book universe would be... like the Marvel or DC universe where there's multiple comic books that add up to everything.
This is the perfect combination of The Boys and Venture Brothers.
Okay, but like Venture Brothers is like a parody of a multi-comic book universe where people's power sources come from different things, but The Boys, everyone's powers come from the same source. So that's what I'm asking.
Oh, different things. People are born with them or they can like make them.
Like is there like an alien guy? Okay.
We're going to find out.
All right.
Together.
Here's the great part. Again, did not finish the book. Yay. I'm going to. Eventually.
Someday.
I love that word, eventually.
Eventually.
Such a good word.
All right. So, this would be the portion of the spoilers we're now begin. So, if you are not ready for any spoilers, and believe me, you should read this one.
Go away and come back.
Don't skip because it's the rest of the podcast.
Yeah.
And come back. Come back after you read some of it. Because I only got to about 300. So at least get to that part and then come back.
Whee!
So, into our main character, Anna. She's, like it all explained, she's a hench. That would 100% be... my hench once I do become Dr. Mrs. the Corbin.
Okay.
Okay.
She is someone who knows what it's like for people to mispronounce her name constantly, just like I do. Not the Anna part, her last name. And again, I'm not going to try.
I'm not going to try, but they always turn it into something like Monet de Love or something like that.
Wow.
And it's very villain sounding.
Can you spell it for me?
I can look it up.
Okay, because I want to know. I must know.
Tromeldov. Tromedlov.
Spell it?
Spell?
Tromedlov. And they usually pronounce it trauma love duh.
Wow.
Oh, that's funny. Everyone, I wonder if that's going to come up again.
I wonder if the importance of everyone mispronouncing her name of trauma loved comes up again. Huh.
I think that might be foreshadowing.
What? What's that?
Tromlov?
Tromlov.
Tromlov?
Mm. So the way Anna introduces herself as a human being to relate with, she's trying to find things to eat in her shitty little apartment. And a line that is just beautiful is, while the toaster oven continued to hum, I hunted through crumb-filled utensil drawers, looking for some leftover plum sauce packets from the last time I ordered takeout. And instead, I struck gold. Taco Bell hot sauce. Sweetheart, how much Taco Bell hot sauce do I have in both of my apartment and our home?
Not much in your apartment, because you go
No,
through.
I refilled.
You refilled.
You're talking about the packets or the bottles?
The packets.
You know they sell in bottles.
It's different.
It's way different.
Mm. You need the taste of the foil packet.
Yeah. And also the packets are free.
That too.
Well, the bottles are $2.
Free is cheaper than $2.
But more in bottles.
Free.
Do you send your packets back to have them recycled?
No.
Shame on you.
I'm a villain. I'm dressed like a villain.
You can do that.
I have my evil cat dog and everything. Yeah.
Taco Bell got really concerned about the environmental waste from their taco sauce packets that they started a campaign where you can mail your taco packets back, taco sauce packets.
You're saying it so confidently, I'm afraid that you're just fucking with me and I can't tell.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
It's real, but that's his MO.
I know.
Yeah.
No, this is real Corbin for the rest of the, except for me being illiterate. That was a lie, everyone.
I don't know.
Okay.
The first four within the book, because she's been at the Hench Gang for a year or two, she's like a contractor jumping from job to job, is honestly like a very Monarch-esque character. He's clearly in over his head. He thinks he's super duper smart, and he's super fucking annoying.
Awesome.
This guy is so annoying that he will actually walk up to you and be like, Gio, how are you feeling?
Ugh. That just gives me
the
ick.
How are you feeling?
Fuck off.
No. No hostility. How are you feeling?
Fuck off.
Oh, it sounds like there's a lot of stress. How about you and I go down to the massage parlor? That'll help your stress.
Fuck off. What's this guy's name? What's his deal? What's his gimmick?
Is he a Joker parody?
No, he feels like a Monarch parody. he was just like, he's just like a modern age hippie. Like, he's got long hair. He does like all the hippie bullshit and but he takes care of his employees until he doesn't. And he sees promise in Anna. So he's like, Anna, you're coming with me on a outside mission. And she's like, I'm a computer person.
Yeah.
And he's like, let's go. I'm not taking no for an answer.
I have darkness and keyboards. I don't want this.
And he takes her to kidnap a governor's son. She had no idea. She was just there, placed to be a female among a line of men hench. Okay? And then they have this mood ring. Yes, a mood ring that suddenly can control people's minds.
Sure.
And this hench, or this villain, is trying to, you know, get money and all of that. And she's terrified. She's pissing herself. She's like, this is way over my head. I can only do computer shit. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Enter the piece of shit that is Super Collider. Super Collider.
Oh my God.
Super Collider is our hero. And when I mean he's a hero, I mean he's what piece of shit masturbating guy.
Homelander.
He's Homelander through and through. Like, she might as well have just called him HL or something. Like, this man is Homelander. And he runs in and immediately, like, slams a hench against the wall and they're dead. Like, he doesn't need to, but he does. And when he so much as, like, graces Anna with his hand, she gets thrown against a wall and just cracked. When Anna wakes up, she is now completely disabled.
Oh, God.
One of her legs is shattered. And I mean, there's pieces of her bone that will never come out of her muscles. Shattered.
Mm.
To the point that she is in something that looks like one of these bad boys.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the mechanical things that actually holds your legs together.
Together and keeps you immobile. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's in one of those. I have known someone with one of these before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And she literally, all she got to do was sit in front of a computer for about 3 years. If she wanted to shower, she had to take a bath while a partner held her leg out of the bath.
Yeah. For those of you who are not watching, even those of you who are, it's essentially like, it's for your leg what a halo is for your head.
Yes.
So it's...
it is a bunch of metal, and it is screwed into your body at about 12 points.
Yep.
And there are...
nice hoops around it.
Yes, with hoops and metal rods along those hoops. And like I said, 12 points into your body to hold it all together while your completely shattered leg tries to heal.
Yay!
And this happens when people get hit by things like semi-trucks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because a simple wave of Super Collider's hand
is
the equivalent of getting hit by a semi-truck.
Good times.
Good times. So she is completely disabled. She doesn't know what to do. She has a best friend. And the best friend's like, come live with me. They're both henches. Mm-hmm. And come live with me. She goes and stays with her. She gets a literal fruit basket. Sorry you got hurt on the job. By the way, you're fired.
Wow. Mm. These bitches.
They're villains. What do you expect?
True. But the literal fruit basket.
Yeah.
It's like salt on the wound.
Yeah. And also, you don't send somebody a fruit basket saying, by the way, you're fired. Like,
I mean, they worded it eloquently.
Assholes.
But it's the point of the fruit basket of like,
mm-hmm.
What the fuck, y'all?
Was it a nice fruit basket? Was this like an edible arrangement?
Yeah. Does that make it better?
No.
Yes. Meh.
No.
No. How much do you like fruits?
Fruits are delicious, but not worth losing your job for.
Anyway, so she has nothing to do. Like I said, the person that I knew who had this done to them, all they got into, in the early days before it was easy to yo-ho-ho media, the person I knew got into it. She was one of the first people I ever met that yo-ho-ho'd media.
Excellent.
And she had, by the end of it, a plethora of DVDs, TV shows, video games. She was a wizard. She could find anything and everything like that.
Hmm.
Okay?
Cool.
Anna's new hobby was she came across a scientific paper, actually. Now, here's the great thing about this book. The scientific paper, she names and leaves the author, and it is a real scientific paper.
You're fucking kidding me.
It is real.
Holy shit!
A daily measure of the direct impact of natural disasters by Ivan Noy in 2015. It was published in CEPR, which is a legitimate scientific paper.
Yeah.
And, oh, sorry, in the Frontiers of Economic Research. My bad. And just the fact that they are using legitimate information wowed me. Me being, you know, a PhD student, I got a hard on. I'll fucking admit it. Like,
nerd.
I was on that plane like, yeah, get science boner.
Everybody get out your special sock.
And I was in the alleyway seat. Everyone had to see it. Everyone.
Ew.
No. I'm denying that entire...
You chose this.
I'm denying that in... I'm deleting that freaking whatever you just said from existence.
My husband went to say anything and then just shook his head silently.
Just no.
Yeah.
So, here is a description of this legitimate real science paper in the book. If the six weeks I examined turned out to be an accurate core sample of the average cost of Super Collider being a superhero in this world, that meant terrible things. For every day he was alive, he cost over 10 life years.
Oh.
He ate up an average of 78 years of a life this week. He continued at this rate for the next 40 years, That would be a staggering 1,062 or 162,240 years of human life he would cost the world.
Wow.
So this paper legitimately is able to put like years worth of destruction of natural disasters.
Wow.
So this writer looked into the science, got it right, and was able to be like, this superhero, according to this peer-reviewed paper, destroys XYZ amount of lives.
Good God.
Beautiful.
That,
gorgeous.
I can see why you got a science boner.
I did. And then it goes on. The only events that I can compare him were catastrophic. Years ago, a 6.2 magnitude earthquake hit New Zealand, and 182 people died. Thousands were injured, and there were billions of dollars in damage. The entire downtown core of Christchurch was leveled. There was no question in anyone's mind that it was a disaster. It cost, according to the researchers of this paper, 180,821 life years.
Wow.
They all told the same story. Superheroes, for all their good PR, were terrible for the world. They were islands of plastic choking the oceans. A global disaster in slow motion. They were not worth the cost of their capes. Whatever good they did was wiped out many times over by their harm. And now that's the more the boys sense.
Mm.
Now, I haven't seen much of The Boys, to be perfectly honest, but I feel like that is true in that sense.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not necessarily. With The Boys, it comes down to it's all media. Like, since you haven't seen it, they do fake saves, right? Like, their top people do fake saves. It's all fake.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. Like, they're like, oh, you gotta save. You gotta be here at 7 o'clock or whatever to stop the bad guys.
Yeah, we'll
the
make
bad
sure
guys
there
are
there.
Yeah. The bad guys are all hired people.
They rehearse.
Yeah. Everything.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. There's to the point where there's no actual super villains in The Boys.
Yeah.
Except for
who?
Blonde douchebag.
He's a hero.
A hero.
But he's a villain.
I mean,
villain
from
narrative-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but actual villain, there's no villain. Like, every single time it's a villain or something like that, it's like it's the warring army or it's something like that. Like, there was a season where they actually had terrorists, quote-unquote, becoming bad guys, right? And he was like, oh, it's our first super villain and all this stuff. And they ended up killing him. It was like, oh, the super villain is gone now and this all this. But, like, there were no villains. It's all heroes and them stopping humans. And it's gone to a point where all of it is either all of it's 100% real or it's just a whole bunch of street-level crime. Because when you get superheroes, you get, like, street-level superheroes like Spider-Man, even though he's done great things, he is still fundamentally street-level.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, stopping robbers, stopping like, you know, random stuff like daily patrols type of shit. And you got other superheroes like Superman, for example, that are like going against bigger threats like Brainiac and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it is. Everyone in The Boys, they're all street level.
Oh, okay.
Even though their power scaling is above all of that,
yeah,
all of their crimes, everything that they stop is street level. There is, unless it's fighting in between all of them, which rarely happens, right? All their crimes are street level crimes. Bank robberies, stopping a plane from crashing, stuff like that.
So with this world, it's not like that. There are legitimate, like, bad guys.
Yeah, so that's where the Venture Brother part comes
in.
Yes.
Yeah.
But here's the thing is, like, you know, you look at those Marvel movies and you see all the things that are destroyed. No one ever put into thought the aftermath of the costs of...
Well, that was Avengers Part 2, Age of Ultron, with Sokovia.
But they go even deeper because you get it from the point of view of a henchman.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, if you were to ever, like, if you ever read comics or anything like that, specific comics, there is an organization in the Marvel Universe, I believe they're called DOG.
What was the DC version of that?
Damage Control.
No, the Batman one. We were laughing about it. It was in the really fucked up Batman arc where they actually have an insurance, like Bruce made an insurance line.
Oh, God.
Yeah, when an insurance company has coverage for damages from Batmans, they're called Dark Knight Returns. It's from White Knight, the one where Joker is forced to take antipsychotics and becomes a normal guy.
Yeah.
But hilarious.
Anyways, wow.
Yeah, it's I think it's called Dog. It's Damage something or other.
Yeah.
Their entire purpose is after there's a superhero fight, they go in and start fixing everything. Yeah. Like if the Hulk goes around fighting a villain, as soon as the fight's over, they're there repaving the road and everything, so it looks like nothing happened the day after.
Yep.
That's their entire purpose, and they're like a subsection or a subsidy of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Hmm.
Yeah, because they got all the like future tech and get shit done. Like they got like the big machines that get shit done. Like they got the InstaFix, like super asphalt and all that stuff. Like it dries immediately. Yeah, I'm exaggerating, but they got all the good shit. It's like, all right, and it's like we were never nothing ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
so we don't have that in this world.
Okay.
In this world, it is just people for themselves. There is an insurance choice that they have, but, and like most people have taken it.
Yeah.
And no one has ever thought of doing anything else until when Anna finds this paper, she starts a blog or a vlog. Okay. And, she starts calculating all of the damages plus the life years that the superheroes are causing.
Hmm.
And at first people are thinking, well, this psycho bitch is just probably some hench that got her and is bitter. And she's just in like, fuck you, I'm not bitter. She's bitter. And she brings, some other podcaster picks up her paper and is, like, making fun of her. But then people start running the numbers themselves.
And they're like, oh, fuck.
And it's right.
She's right.
She's right. It's correct. And then her vlog starts going off. And then people start figuring out where she lives, which she lives with her best friend. And her best friend is pissed.
Well, yeah.
Then, might as well be Homelander bullshit.
Uh-huh. Super Collider.
Yeah, that.
Super Collider.
Fuck? How do you?
That's a good name.
Yeah.
It is kind of a cool name.
He probably got his powers from Particle Accelerator. It's a good name.
He rarely speaks, and the second I forget something, he's like, it's this.
Yeah.
I love you.
Well,
please continue.
It's like when we misplace things constantly, but then when there's one object that somebody's like, where's such and so? Like, where's my chapstick? Oh, yeah, I remember seeing it. It fell down next to the counter in the kitchen, and it rolled underneath the thing. And you know exactly where it is. It's that.
So, yes. So she starts getting traction and popularity. Super
Collider.
Collider.
Tell me more about Super Collider.
Super Collider, like, is handsome.
Is he a government agent? Like,
he is the biggest and the best superhero of this world. He is the boy, so he is Homelander.
Well, the boys, the titular boys, are the guys killing the superheroes.
Yes.
This is exactly what we expected.
Yes. Also, I apologize to our listeners if you hear like a. I think somebody decided to do some housework or something, so. There will be noises from next door. I apologize. Yes.
Oh, and sorry, I just found out it's called Damage Control.
Oh, there we go.
It's
DC.
It's a DOD. C.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're called.
Department of Damage Control.
So Anna continues to be incredibly relatable through all of this as she gains traction. Here is another quote that shows how current and relatable this book is. Meanwhile, I was running out of money. My cards were long maxed out. I was burning through my savings, the little bits of money that trickled in irregularly from donations and slightly more reliably from my Patreon didn't cover my groceries, the upgraded internet connection, and my not insignificant medical supplies and prescriptions.
That's beautiful.
This girl is relatable as fuck. Especially to these days.
Oh my god, yeah.
I love her.
Every goddamn buddy has a Patreon.
She would be my hench. I would find her. And there are many more reasons why I would find her once she gets more.
Okay.
So, when she was in the hospital, she wrote about who comes in to visit her is none other than two cops and Super Collider with a fake mustache on.
Oh, why is Super Collider there?
Why is Super Collider there?
That's what I know. Like,
is he some type of journalist?
No. Detective? He's just there with the cops.
He's there to be the threatening muscle dude.
Yes, he is.
Because he's already fucked her over once.
Yes, he is. And when they start asking her what happened, she flat out says, he pushed me. He shattered my leg. Super Collider. And the cops go, well, that's not Super Collider. You must have been confused when your boss hit you. So it was definitely, you know, one of the villains that hit you. Mm-hmm. And Super Collider is sitting there going, oh, oh no. Oh, she actually spoke against me.
Oh my God.
And the cops continue to gaslight her. Yeah. And write down that it was like some villain accident. Of course. They leave. Mm-hmm. They will not report that Super Collider is who hurt her. So she is out about how much he hurt her. Mm-hmm. And then she gets flowers in the mail from, like I said, Super Collider. That he took all of her stuff from her apartment that was being condemned and put it in a rental thing, like a rental space. And she can go get it whenever.
Because that totally makes up for everything.
It totally makes up for everything. So what does she do? She's a villain, guys. Yeah. She decides, you know what? That can stay there. Never going to go get that shit. He can pay for that rent all he fucking wants. She is petty. She's petty Betty. Then enters something very Venture Brothery. Another batch of roses from the Union. The Union is a joke. The loose association of second-tier baddies and ambitious henches. And they thought having meetings and taking minutes and participating in panel discussions on popular topics of villainy were the best way to advance their careers.
Mm-hmm.
They were considered horrifically uncool. What does that sound like?
The Guild of Calamitous Intent!
100%!
Except this sounds like they don't actually work and the guild actually does stuff.
This guild?
No, the real guild.
They didn't for a hot minute.
Yeah, but they were a joke until you actually fucked up, and then they sent in their people. They were like, you think we're a joke, we're going to let you do everything what you want, until David Bowie got mad, and then they sent in the top guild assassins.
Well, it's like
you don't want David Bowie to get
mad. Oh, yeah,
David Bowie's the boss of all the villains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. So much.
Yes.
Yeah. He gives Dr. Mrs. the Monarch away at her wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, and he has shape-shifting powers.
Of course he does.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from Labyrinth just showed up.
Yeah.
Some say he's the monster from Diamond Dogs.
No, the guild dude stuff is really in season one when they're first, like, kind of introduced in the Trial of the Monarch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty impressive early on.
Yeah, like, even to the point where Brock Sampson was like, no, we're not fucking with the guild when they're doing their shit.
Yeah.
But then there's other groups that make fun of the guild. Like the other villain guild.
What other villain guild?
The Peril Partnership gets made fun by the guild.
Maybe I'm misremembering then. The Peril Partnership. That's who else.
Yeah, they're not important.
They're not important to the plot, but... So, anyway, it just reminded me of the guild, because in my mind, the guild is just full of morons. I mean, Brick Frog!
Phantom Limb.
Why are you bringing Brick Frog into this?
Because we love Brick Frog.
We do love Brick Frog.
Brick Frog is...
His powers are that he has a brick.
And he's dressed like a frog.
That's accurate.
Brick Frog! Such a good character.
Brick Frog!
I mean, okay, it's... You got your tiers of heroes and villains, right? You got your fucking D-tier heroes... And that guy seems like an E tier hero, or villain, I should say.
They have a rating. S tier.
They do have ratings.
Like, yeah, so like they have ratings. Like, what was it? The Monarch in one season, he was like A class or whatever, and he got bumped back down to the bottom because he
lost all of his henchmen. He had one guy.
Oh, yeah, no, except for one, you're right.
Yeah, his wife's not a henchman anymore.
You're right.
Yeah, no, but like what it was is like he got knocked down and he had to climb back up. Yeah. Like, you know, it was one of those things. Like, he wasn't allowed to do certain things because he was a certain level henchman, or a certain level villain, so, yeah.
So, Anna is getting traction, she's getting attention, villains are noticing her, heroes are noticing her, and she's just a nobody who wants to do IT jobs.
Yeah.
Enter the romantic ass, Red Death from Venture Brothers, meets Asmodeus from Hell of a Boss. A.K.A. his name, Leviathan.
Excellent. Okay.
I don't know what Leviathan looks like, but I literally... Because his description is confusing, and no one knows what he looks like underneath his armor. Because he never takes it off.
One of those.
How they describe the armor is like the Chitlin armor?
Chitin. Chitin. Chitin armor. Whatever.
Chitin?
Yeah. The bug-looking armor.
C-H-I-T-I-N. Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, she gets invited to get a job or to interview. And she goes to the interview and she's led to the biggest, baddest villain of all, Leviathan. And he literally is the biggest, baddest villain. He is so big and bad that he hasn't bothered villaining lately because he'll go ahead, he'll do something. And then a lower ranked villain will be like, I did that. And he's like, sure, man, you did that. Now you get paid for it all.
Oh, I love that.
One of those.
Yeah, because he doesn't have ego. He just wants to destroy. He is the truest of villains. And Leviathan is the true enemy of
Super Collider.
Good job, sweetheart. To be noted, the very first person to ever say Anna's name right
is Leviathan.
Is Leviathan. He immediately, she was about to correct him and she goes, wait, he said it. He said it right. What the fuck? And she's like quaking in her boots. She's a little scared. She's a hench. She's on that side and she's scared of Leviathan. He has a reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I've seen your work. I want to hire you. And she's like,
you do?
For my vlog? He's like, yeah. I want to hire you for your vlog. I want to see how far you can go with all the money you can get.
Yes.
Uh-huh. He's like, I'll give you a new apartment within the compound.
Yeah.
I'll give you a team.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, baby girl. Let's fucking go. And within a week, she's sitting there for a week, like, mind you, she's still in her bullshit cast thingy. And she's like, well, what the fuck do I do? What the fuck do I do? I need to impress this guy. This is fucking Leviathan. And baby girl's best idea is, let's just fuck with the heroes.
Nice.
Let's just fuck with them.
Well, when literally your boss is like, I want to sow chaos, so being a chaos gremlin is absolutely how you should act.
And she is a chaos gremlin.
I love it.
Oh, she's amazing. That was one of the times when I busted up laughing in the middle of a plane. Busted up laughing. So she goes through some physiotherapy. She has sweet but diabolical physiotherapists. What's, girl, that's every single physiotherapist.
Yeah.
As someone in that field, we're all diabolical. Every single one of us. We want you to be better, but before then, we gonna hurt you.
But you gonna hurt in the right way.
We
hurt
you good. Enter this book's equivalent of 21 and 24. Now, which one of you want to be 21 and which one of you want to be 24?
I don't know. Who can do a better Ray Romano?
Stanza. Chin's no... beard's not a replacement for a jawline. How dare you? My dad's going to be so mad.
It sounds like Bane.
Okay, who can do a better 21?
Plesiosaur, it's a goddamn... Nope, I can't
nope.
do it. I can do Monarch.
Hold on. I gotta get my voice right. Hold on. No.
Wow,
nobody
guys.
Can do it.
No.
All right, well, no. Then I'm gonna sign you 21, Corbin.
Okay, great.
And you're gonna get 24,
Which
Gio.
One's 24?
The tall one.
Okay.
Ray Romano with a unibrow. Comic collection connection.
So you're going to be yellow.
Okay.
That means you have two lines. You're going to be green. You have one line. Okay?
Excellent.
So I'm going to close
blow
up
blow that
it.
Up. Damn it. I wish Jordan was
and
here.
These are actual quotes from the book of two characters that I'm not kidding. I got... You know what? I already forgot her name. Author. Please.
Natalie.
Please email me. Natalie, email me. Please tell me if I'm right that that's what these two are supposed to be. And they're making fun of the number one from the Venture Bros episode where 21 and 24 are making fun of number one. Please tell me, because I need to know. I need to know, Natalie.
Okay.
Natalie.
Okay, maybe if we read this, we can help you figure it out.
It's going to be.
It's going to be?
It's going to be.
It's going to be sick.
That was awful. Try again.
This is difficult. You know, I don't
It's
work
gotta
out.
Be sick. No, that, no.
Okay, Gonzo.
Give me look up like a 24 fucking quotes.
Yeah, you need the magical spell to get your voice into it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
you both can look up a thing to hear their voices.
It's like whenever I do Sarge's voice, I have to say Simmons in order to get it right.
Or shotgun.
Shotgun. Simmons. Simmons.
Chupa thingy.
How about that? It's got a ring to it.
Oh my god, that is good.
Yeah. He has a really, wow. He's a really good Sarge. That yeah,
very.
Good.
I've been addicted to Sarge ever since season one. Sing it, Blue.
But for anybody who thinks that voice acting is a cush gig,
it's really not.
It's not.
No.
No.
If they kept going with Red vs. Blue, I would have thrown my hat in for an audition.
What if we just do whatever? What if we just freeball it?
Because I'm doing the Ray Romano, right?
Yeah, you're doing the Ray Romano.
Which is the easiest one. Like, no! Debra!
It's not quite. That's more Bane than 24.
Yeah, it's very, very Bane.
All Debra. Right. You know what, guys? Just try it. Just try it.
Just try it.
It's gonna be sick! I don't know. I can't do it either.
Yeah, he has a really hoarse voice.
Are these they?
Who talks like that?
Are these they?
So you can do a monarch.
I know I can do a monarch.
I know. He can do a monarch.
Oh my.
Do you want to say it as a monarch?
Oh, I can.
Say it as a monarch.
It's gonna be sick.
Wow, that was pretty good.
And then you say?
Gonna break some heads.
Time for some action.
Now, this was an actual conversation between these two henches. And the other one literally says, shut up and clear the line. And those two just continue to make fun of him, telling him he's going to die.
Okay.
This, it's gotta be. So, as Anna continues to do research, she's realizing that heroes are not only responsible for all that, the damage, the years worth, all of that. They also literally create these villains that they are fighting. The villains would not create, or the villains would not exist in this world without the heroes.
Right.
Because the heroes are the ones who are just absentmindedly just flicking people away and hurting them and causing all of this angry resentment.
Well, yeah, I mean, you need an opposite to you know, give it meaning. What's up without down? What's left without right?
Mm-hmm. After that, Anna keeps on getting better and better at being a little fuckface towards heroes. Her job isn't freeze rays. Her job isn't pause time. Her job is literally... Oh, wait, these two heroes are going through a nasty divorce?
Oh.
Oh, and that hero is losing his mind over the divorce?
She's a tabloid.
She's a tabloid. And she's good. That's what, when you were saying, it is half right. Because they're hacking into, like, their personal computers and all that. She is bringing all the good dirty laundry out.
Excellent.
All of it. She figured out, like, just the nastiest things about these people. And she's good at it. She gets a team, and they're good at it. She gets a team of specific people to the point that, with the best example, like I said, was the nasty divorce couple.
Mm-hmm.
They embarrass the female one when she is on a live-streamed tour of a new super-controlled jail. Super, what are those called?
Okay.
Supermax? Supermax.
There we go.
There we go. And in the Supermax, they have this system where they can freeze the bodies of these... quote-unquote supervillains, but not kill them.
Oh, they cryogenically freeze them so they're in stasis.
Yes.
But just the bodies.
Yes.
Well, I mean...
Not the heads? Like, they're still conscious?
Not the heads.
Not the heads.
Wait, yeah, so they're cutting off the heads.
What?
No. No, they're freezing
them. They're just freezing them from the neck down. So they're immobilizing them.
I believe.
Okay.
I could be wrong. But here's the thing, is like this system is, the AI is so advanced that it is supposed to know if someone's a civvy, a hero, or a villain. And Anna and her friends figure out, that's bullshit.
No,
that's
so bullshit. Know.
Let's, you know what? We're going to get a twofer. We're going to fuck with this divorcing couple. And we're going to get this, the female, of the wife. I'm just going to call her the wife, even though they're divorcing, because it's just easier for context. We're going to get the wife in that chamber. And we're going to freeze her. That way, she's also out of commission for a day. And she's going to have nasty diarrhea. Because for some reason, the cryogenic freezing gives you just awful diarrhea. So she's not going to be able to hero it up the next day where she has appearance with, like, I think ice skating or something.
Oh, my
God. So she can't go do that or she'll shit herself on the ice. And if she does do that, they're like, perfect. We have a three for now.
Oh, my God.
Because then we can see her shit her pants. Because that's up their alley as well.
Damn. I love that.
Uh-huh. She's great. I love her.
Wow.
It's literally like if the boys, but if they were just petty.
But if they were in the Venture Brothers.
Yeah, they didn't want to do actual meat. Like, they didn't want to kill them. They just wanted to ruin them.
Yep. And so they tune into the live feed because they got to live feed everything with these heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And they succeed. They get her in the cold room and they freeze her. And it's, oh my God, guys, let's go get some wine. It's going to be great. We did it.
Uh-oh.
Cue the husband. And the husband, who's a hero, mind you. Remember, he's a hero. Like, holier than thou hero. I will get, and they're divorcing.
Yeah.
They are not together. I will get revenge for my beloved. How dare you mess with my beloved? My beloved! Ah! And Anna goes, oh, this crackhead's talking like, he's talking like a crackhead.
Yeah.
Like, he's fucking losing it.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Let's take advantage of that.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
I like this. I like this a lot.
So then she's like, you know what? Let's just keep poking the bear. So they waited for her to make an announcement of like, no, we're not together. They're like, interesting. I wonder when they got in fights. Let's find the video footage from their tower.
Oh.
Of them two fighting. And they find it. And then they post it online. And then the hero team, mm-hmm. the wife leaves the team because she's like, fuck this. The team is trying to distance from the husband. And he's like, no, we have to save my beloved. And they're like, dude, you're fucking, like, you're losing it. Mm-hmm. Chill the fuck out.
Wow.
It gets to a point, he's not showering. He's not eating. He is crackhead level without the crack.
Right. Okay, that's.
Good. Let's keep going. They get him to a point, they're like, he's about to explode. He will explode. All we have to do is frame two other villains or pay two other villains to take the fall for fucking with her regarding the icing. And then have them go somewhere and see if he'll take the bait.
Huh.
And Anna's boss, Leviathan, is just like, you're a fucking genius.
Yeah, this is perfect.
Let's fucking go.
Okay, you turned me around on this book. I'm liking this a lot.
It's so, and it's fast. It is very fast.
Okay.
And mind you, when you said there's going to be a lot of chapters,
uh-huh.
there are 9.
Oh.
In a 500-page book?
Yes.
Fuck.
And I think it's because it's kind of like episodic.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If this were a TV show, there'd be 9 episodes.
Damn, okay. Amazon, pick this one up.
Yes.
Or fucking HBO.
And here's the best part, guys. I'm going to leave all of you on a cliffhanger because I haven't finished it.
I like it.
Uh-huh.
I like
uh-huh.
this a lot.
So she's like, let's pay, I don't remember their fucking names, Flotsam and Jetsam. I don't know. They were like, you know, some
blood and cheese.
Some dumb two guys.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we'll take the fall. Like, oh. And they do this video on social media of like, yes, our evil plan worked. We did it. And then they're like, we're going to go celebrate at a cafe. She gets in a car, and there's some politics of why she has to be there, but, you know, if you're going to read the book, you'll know why.
Okay.
It's not important for this. She gets in a car and to go watch in real time, and this guy shows up. Shows up, he does, and starts destroying buildings to get to these guys.
That's bad.
He starts killing henchmen to get to these guys. He is a psycho. And Anna, she finally has her brace off, but she's in a cane. She's on a cane. This badass gets out of her car, scared out of her mind, having flashbacks of...
Super Collider.
Flashbacks of him.
Am I just a soundboard for every time you need Super Collider?
Yes. Yes, you are. This guy backs towards her, thinks she's a civvy, and she takes her cane and zaps him. Because she has a nice cane now with, like, machine stuff in it. And paralyzes this bitch.
Fuck yeah.
And they take him down. But it's fine because... they got what they needed. He was the bad guy. Yeah. He approached them and hurt them. Even though the wife was like, we're not together. Stop it. And then as everyone's like, okay, grab our henches and let's go. And she goes, no, we'll get them later. And they're like, what do you mean? We don't leave our people behind. And she's like, I know.
Usually we don't, but.
We'll get them later. Let the media see what he did to them.
Oh, shit.
Propaganda.
And they leave and they go get their people later, but the seed is sowed. So that's the kind of thing Anna does. Like I said, she is good at it.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds good.
To the point Leviathan starts noticing how good she is. Within a year, she is one of his lieutenants. Excellent. She is going with him to meet hotshot people. To the point, one time they go for a meeting with the heroes. And he's like, okay, this is subterfuge. We need to figure out how we can, like, fuck with them more. And she goes, okay. He goes, yeah, one of the heroes, or no, he doesn't say it, she does. She goes, we found out one of the heroes is 3 months pregnant. And he's like, well, we don't hurt kids. And she goes, no, we won't. And she shows up to this meeting with a fake pregnant belly. Times her timing perfectly to end up in the bathroom. with the other pregnant, with the pregnant hero. Oh, how far along are you? Oh, I'm about 8 months. Don't you ever get scared of being a hero doing this? Because I get scared, you know, working for a villain with my baby on the way. Oh, well, this will be my second one. Yeah, but don't you get scared for your children? I know, I'm thinking about quitting. Really? Oh, yes, I'm thinking about quitting. I can't do this work because seed.
Uh-huh, seed. Just sowing little seeds. Ooh,
love it.
And then when the seed doesn't get planted enough, they make a plan of non-harmful kidnapping of her oldest child. So they kidnap her child. They return him unharmed, completely unharmed.
Yeah, but just the panic.
Yes.
Ooh.
Anna is a fucking genius.
Yeah. Excellent.
Oof.
It gets to the point where this guy, Red Death meets Asmodeus. Fucking
Leviathan.
Thank you.
Yay! Soundboard hub.
He just got another soundboard. So
Leviathan
is really liking her work, and to the point, most people don't know Leviathan. He is very much Red Death in that regards. Now, for those of you who don't know Venture Brothers,
thank you.
Red Death is the bad guy. Mm-hmm. He is good. He literally has a head that is just red muscle, and it can it light on fire?
No. No, he's got a big flaming scythe and a...
That's what it is.
A nightmare-like horse. He's like Dr. Doom and Red Skull and Lex Luthor all wrapped together, but like...
With Headless Horseman as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the principal from the third season of Buffy.
He's like this, too many references.
Yeah, that was a lot of... Think Headless Horseman, but instead of headless, he has a head that is just his muscles.
He looks like Red Skull.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And... He's
a baffably evil. I think that's a...
He's very evil.
Well, no, he's evil, but he's like a family man. He's
I'll get to that.
He's lawful evil.
So he's evil. When he is a villain, he kills people. There is no like, tee-hee-hee, you're going to get away. Mm-hmm. No, he kills people. And he's good at it.
Yeah.
And he is tired of how soft everyone has gotten. And that is Leviathan.
Okay.
But at the end of the day... He has a family. He has a wife and a daughter. And it's funny because Red Death's daughter has his face. So the red muscles showing. But she has little blonde pigtails on top.
Of course she does.
It's really funny. And he becomes a complete family man. Like dotes on his daughter, takes her to the park, will pick up groceries on the way home.
BTK
loves
shit.
His wife. Like, yes. So yeah, he is an evil piece of shit, but at the exact same time, he is ideal trad husband. Like, he is a trad wife in a man body.
Yeah.
Are you Red Death?
No.
Okay.
He has such nice face skin.
He does have a nice face. It could be a mask.
Could be falling off.
What?
So, turns out Leviathan is much like that, because she's starting to get to know him. To the point she finds out little things, like, he has a pet iguana. He has a pet iguana that has such a big tank. He takes the iguana from work to home every day. The iguana's always with him. No one knew about this iguana.
Why?
Except for the specific people he hired to take care of said iguana.
Wow.
One time, someone forgot to feed the iguana. And
they died.
And not only were they fired, they, what was it? Their child was kidnapped and showed up at their doorstep by the end of the day, very hungry. So it was just a day of, like, you
okay.
know. But it's making a point of, like, you hurt my baby.
I hurt your baby.
I hurt your baby. So is he evil? Yes. Is he a family man?
Yeah.
Also, yes. And that's what Leviathan did in this book.
Okay.
Lovely man. And at first, like, you know, you don't really know what he is. He comes off as a monster through most of the book.
Mm. Yeah.
And then around, you know, page 300, so over halfway, something turns. And their hands touch.
I knew it.
And you realize that this is the longest burning romance. And you will sail with this ship.
I was sailing with this ship from the minute you said...
He said her name right.
Well, not just that, but also the fact that he was like, you have promise. I see this thing that you're doing and it's going somewhere. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, they gonna fuck.
They gon', well, I hope they do.
They gon' kiss, at least.
They gon' kiss. They gotta kiss. So you start finding out that everyone who works for Leviathan has full insurance, like full coverage, full dental, full health insurance.
They have benefits.
They have the best benefits. Their kids are going to school. They're living good lives. Everything's great. They are villains.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, they all know they're villains. So it's not like they're parading around going, oh, well, I am the best for la la la. No, they're fucking villains, but they take care of their own. They don't leave their people behind, mm-hmm. and that's why they work for Leviathan. Because that's Leviathan fair. Is the man. All those other villains out there fucking suck mm-hmm. in comparison.
Yeah.
And every time in front of Leviathan, someone mentions Super Collider,
Leviathan
goes into a sort of quiet rage. Just a quiet one. Something about him changes. He gets a little stiffer. He gets a little... His like, mandible part of his armor, like, clicks.
Oh.
Yeah,
That just gave me weird, like... Mm-hmm. That's weird. Okay.
Still don't know what he looks like. I just picture Asmodeus. I know that's wrong, but that's what I picture.
I mean, you also pictured Geralt with no legs, so...
Geralt with no legs. I love him.
That was from the first episode, honey. That was Legends and Lattes.
Mm. He'd be my size then.
Okay, moving on.
It'd be like a sex doll.
Oh, that I can just, no, stop.
But it responds to me.
Stop it.
And moving on from that terrible
anyway,
image.
Leviathan.
Super Collider.
Donkey!
So, it comes to a point that she's been there for a year. She's walking with a cane. She has all of her confidence back. Her and her besties are friends again. They were fighting for a bit because of all the apartment living and stuff.
Right.
And then, out of nowhere, while she's visiting her bestie goes through a breakup.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And what do you do when your bestie goes through a breakup?
You shit talk the guy?
You shit talk the guy and eat ice cream together.
Oh, my God. I'm already calling it right now.
What are you calling?
That it was Leviathan.
No.
Damn it.
Thank God. No, no. It was just some meat. It was a hench. Some hench out there.
That would have been, like, the best plot twist ever.
Nah.
It was Leviathan.
Leviathan Daddy doesn't do that. Anyways.
Tell us how you really feel.
I picture Asmodeus, and that's a compliment. Have you not watched Hell of a Boss?
It's been a really long time, and I don't remember who that is.
She hasn't seen Hell of a Boss.
Okay. Well, anyways, she goes to, and this is the first time she goes outside of the compound by herself in that year she's been there. And mind you, she has made a name for herself. She even has gotten a name.
Title.
She is the auditor.
I love it. I love it.
Because she's the one who figures out all the shit you've done wrong and bring it in the open. So she orders pizza, and while she's picking up the pizza, she gets kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
Horribly kidnapped.
Eek.
Like, taken in a van and driven away. And she is tortured for about 3 days.
Eek!
Damn.
Horrible torture. And so she's like, who the fuck is this? Da 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 da. And then after a while, she's like, I think I know who this is. And one day, they take off, like, her gags and all of that, and they take her in a room, and in walks
Super Collider.
You missed your cue.
I'm sorry.
Go on.
Super Collider.
There we go. And this smug fucking asshole becomes every fucking cliche, allegory, hero, monologue, bastard that every TV show, media, whatever, does when the hero is actually the bad guy.
Mm.
So, he says... Do either of you do a good Homelander?
Homelander. No, I mean, he has a very generic voice.
Yeah, he's got a very generic voice.
So he says, I have come to understand that there is no benefit to letting opposition thrive. I knew, but I let you, Anna, recuperate. I let you turn further toward darkness and begin to amass power against the forces of good. I hoped against hope that I was mistaken, but you have risen in the shadow of my weakness and hesitation.
You are the chosen one.
Now, mind you, all she's doing is fucking with people. She's never hurt anyone. No. She's never killed anyone. She is airing everyone's dirty laundry.
Yeah.
True.
She's just fucking with their publicity. She is making it so the amassed millions are like, oh, our heroes are dickbags.
Mm-hmm.
That is all she's doing. But this motherfucker decides that he is so high and mighty and holier than thou. When she asks, will you kill me? He laughs and says, no, of course I won't kill you. However, he is A-okay with drugging her and lobotomizing her. Because that is somehow the moral high ground.
Yeah, I see it.
What?
That is not. That is worse than death.
That is worse
than death. No. I mean, I see where he would come in on that. Because in one of the DC comics where they had the Justice Lords, they went very far away from just capturing bad guys and putting them away in jail. Mm-hmm. They went to lobotomizing them so they would have no more bad guy tendencies. So I could see what he's thinking about.
Yes. So they become vegetables.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you're still functioning when you're lobotomized. You're not.
No. Not necessarily. No. That's only if the lobotomy is done correctly, which, as if I may remind you, an intraocular lobotomy, they are working 100% blind.
Yep.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, Superman does it with his x-ray vision, heat vision.
Yeah, so I don't know what this guy's power is.
He's not doing it.
Okay.
Like, people that work for him are doing it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Some doctors.
Gotcha. All right. So she gets lobotomized.
Scrambling brains.
So they drug her, and they're going to lobotomize her. So while they're, like, they are, like, opening up her skull and,
okay. Oh, so they're full-on trepanning her. Great.
Yes. So. That is the word they, yep. Mm-hmm. 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 So while they are about to start lobotomizing her, boom.
Leviathan.
Good job.
That was good timing.
That was really good timing, baby. In runs Leviathan and some of her other co-workers, and they save the day.
Like,
well,
no,
they save her.
My love.
Well, he doesn't say that.
I know.
But, you know.
Girl can dream.
They bring her back, and everyone is just talking about how angry Leviathan is. How dare they go after his lieutenant? How dare they go after Lieutenant Anna? How dare they go after the auditor? Mm-hmm. And she's telling him all these things that she's been hearing for the last few weeks that she's been recovering. And he says, they're kind to describe my outburst so judiciously. They had opened you, Leviathan explained during one of his visits. They intended to blunt your brain, not completely incapacitate you, but effectively make you useless to me.
Mm.
And Leviathan is sad about that.
He ain't here for it.
He ain't here for it. He cannot have Anna be useless to him.
No.
And remember, guys, all she fucking does is fuck with people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it helps out his ultimate goal.
And sowing the seeds of chaos is what he did.
Yeah. And so throughout this portion of the book, it's just neuroscience babble. And mind you, guys, science babble annoys the fuck out of me because it's never correct.
Right.
This neuro-related science babble makes sense.
Yeah.
It is correct.
Okay, so I'm going to throw out what my theory is on how this book came to be.
Another PhD student wanted to.
I am assuming that this author happened across that one article and had just a creative burst and was like, I know exactly how I'm going to use this very niche piece of knowledge.
Yep.
I wonder what that's like.
I have looked up so much about drugs.
So much.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah, my fault.
They're coming out with a book.
Yes.
Eventually, once certain people have time to read it.
Yeah, we've had two people read it so far, and
well,
we've gone...
one and a half.
What do you mean, one and a half?
Jordan hasn't finished it.
Oh, but he's still reading it. Yeah. So far we've gotten positive feedback.
Good.
A lot of positive feedback.
I mean, I'm sure I'm not going to dislike it.
Well, maybe if you read it.
Double yeah, negative. No, you're right. You're
okay.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So yeah, this book is very well written. Like the science babble makes sense. It's a literal treat. Mwah, yum. Mm-hmm. So then, honestly, that's kind of more or less where I leave off. During her recovery, she starts finding out, Leviathan brings her into his office one day and is like, Anna, you sure you don't have powers? And she's like, yeah, I'm a civvy. I got checked in high school like we all do. And he's like, have you ever gone to a specialist? And she's like, why? I don't have anything. And he's like, oh, sweetheart. Oh, sweetheart.
Oh, darling.
Oh, darling. So not only does she have powers, when they are fixing her brain, because they did open things up, they cybernetically enhance her.
Oh!
So she can now see in UV, and she can see in the other one. Other like infrared? Would be infrared, that one. And she's getting used to it. So where I left off was she had all of these new abilities and she wants to get back to work. And Leviathan, who hates.
Super Collider.
Beyond all reason. And now hates him even further because he fucked with Anna, is like, I have a job for you. And that's where it leaves off for me.
Well, that's good.
Because I am in the middle of it.
Yeah, this is really good. I definitely read this.
Mm-hmm. So I have good news for the three of us who have not read this book, and but possibly also for you. Spotify Premium has the audiobook.
You love an audiobook.
Love audiobooks.
So if you can figure out where you are in the audiobook, you can.
And then we can do another episode where I try to sell y'all on it.
You already sold me on it.
Sold.
Hell yeah. Sold. Okay, good. Good. Yeah. Good. I'm listening.
Yeah, I honestly thought this was going to be a boring ass book.
Fuck nope. You. Yeah, no, actually, I was really excited that you were like, you got the plot down.
Yeah.
But you were saying it was going to be so boring. And I'm like, oh, boy.
I thought it was going to be this whole thing where like they build up and then the payoff's going to be not great.
It's really fast.
But it seems like everything here, it's just great payoff and everything. Yeah, I like this a lot.
And it sounds like it's pretty good pacing, too.
Yes.
Sometimes it has, like, sometimes it'll do a paragraph where it's like, oh, yeah, and then 6 months passed. And you know that annoys me. But it's so fun that I let it pass.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, shit has to move along because you can't just be like, okay, yeah, and then the next chapter we're talking about, like, oh, this happened the next day. No, this happened 6 months from now.
Yeah, because she is recovering. Like, she is, she's crippled.
Yeah.
She lives with a disability now, so we need to get to a part where she can walk again. Right. Yeah. And now we need to get to a part where the staples in her head are out and her skull refused. So
it's just moving time along.
But anywho's, so at this point, since you are just past halfway, let's say, what would you rate it out of six?
Out of six.
Six.
Because you're past the middle.
Ha! You're funny.
I try.
Well, out of six, I would say five out of six.
Okay.
Yeah. Because my annoyance with pacing, it was still there, but it makes sense for the book. And it's just such a fun book. Okay. And also, I wasn't able to finish it, so it is long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it sounds like there's a lot that happens.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just fluff.
It's not.
There is no filler arc.
It's just it just goes and goes and goes and goes. Because every single time, like, it's like, for a while I was like, why are we paying attention to this? And then it was because, well, she gets disabled again.
Yeah.
So.
We kind of need to know. Yeah. Cool, dude.
So.
With that.
What mindset should people approach this book with? I believe. Oh, wait. No. Should listeners read? We've already. No.
Yes. The book.
We're going to read it.
What mindset should they approach this with? Think of it, like I said, a good combination of The Boys and Venture Brothers. Because we have some, like, dumbass villains who are equivalent to the Monarch or Brick Frog or. What's another great example, sweetheart?
Of a dumb villain?
Yeah.
Orangutan.
There you go. Good job.
Yeah.
Venture Brothers is great. But then, you know, it has that there's a megalomaniacal hero who thinks he's God and can get away with anything he wants. And the cops don't want anyone to know that.
Yeah.
So they will cover everything up for him.
Ooh, boy.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, I'm excited. I'm excited to get rolling with this one.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
So is that going to do it for us?
It is. Let's plug some socials real quick.
Yeah.
So for starters, for ours, go ahead.
We are on Facebook, Instagram, the Tiki Talks, and soon to be the YouTubes.
Yes. This will be on YouTubes.
Aha. And they are all at Why Am I Reading This Podcast?
Yes.
And then we also have... our sister podcast, Intrepid Assholes, on pretty much any podcast form these days.
Yep.
And our, I guess, other sister / mother podcast.
Parent.
Don't know.
Podcast.
Parent podcast.
The parent podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
F Your Favorite Character, which you can find on pretty much any platform. And we have a Facebook. Right.
We have a Facebook group, F Your Favorite Character, which you guys should be posting your episodes there, too.
We should.
Gio, why don't you give us a quick rundown of what F Your Favorite Character is, since you're here and you're one of the hosts.
Oh, yeah, okay. Have you ever thought, have you ever seen a movie, TV show, anything, and you just thought, fuck that guy?
That's
constantly.
It.
Yeah.
That's the podcast.
So we literally just go around talking about things we love and hate about, like, so, like media, essentially. We get some characters and dissect them. Like, in the past, we've done episodes, like, say, like, you know, Deadpool and Wolverine's really big right now, so we did an entire thing, an episode called The Honey Badger, where we just completely dissect Wolverine and the fact that even though he's one of the most badass superheroes out there, his win-to-loss ratio is atrocious. He loses way more than he wins.
Yeah. Is that kind of like Luffy, how Luffy always has to lose twice
until
the third time he wins?
No, I mean, like, his win-loss record is terrible. Like, he loses to more villains than anyone else out there. You would think a guy with metal claws, and the specific metal claws can cut almost anything, would have more wins. He does not.
Okay.
He gets bodied by a lot of people.
Yeah.
Huh. A lot of people. And not just specific people that are like, oh, he's going up against Magneto. You know, he automatically loses against Magneto, but does that stop him? No. He still tries.
So that's what F Your Favorite Character is. We very much encourage you to check it out.
Yes.
Yeah,
Andrea's been on a few episodes.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a semi-fourth host of the second season.
Yeah. Whenever I have my two cents to throw in.
Yeah.
And well, I believe I'm going to be guesting on one soon.
Yes!
You'll be guest starring on the next episode to come out specifically.
Yay.
That should be coming out
next.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Which will not be 2 weeks from when you're listening to this.
Probably not.
This will be much later.
Yeah,
yes.
So this is our episode's going to come out before this episode. Yes.
So go and listen to it.
Yeah. And I highly recommend listening to the Boba Fett Principles, Part 1 and Part 2. Space Medicine is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Petty Villains.
Petty Cash, the Petty Cash episode.
Oh, shit. I bet Anna should have been in that.
No.
We're talking about, like, Lex Luthor going after Superman because Superman made him bald.
Like, petty reasons to be a villain.
Oh, petty reasons.
Petty
not
reasons.
Petty things.
Not
petty things. Petty reasons to what made you a hero.
Gotcha.
Made you
a villain.
You know what I mean? And then our most recent episode.
Mark.
Yeah. But he's petty on purpose. Like, he was based on pettiness. Compared to everyone else, was based on something else, but they got a petty reason to be.
He became the monarch because Venture. What did Venture do?
He doesn't remember, but Venture stole like a toy from him when they were children.
Yeah, that's why he's a villain.
That's petty.
That's a lot. Yeah, no, I mean, don't get me wrong, but because he's in the realm of parody, doesn't really count. Like, these are supposed to be serious heroes. Like she mentioned, Lex Luthor is mad at Superman for making him bald.
Yeah.
Sabretooth, which we mentioned, goes after Wolverine every year on his birthday to cause him physical and mental pain because he killed a girl that what was her name, Silver Fox or whatever, that she was currently dating
Logan,
right? He killed her. So he started the problem and then continued to be a problem every single day single year on Logan's birthday.
Wow.
Just to fuck with him.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But I just want to be clear. We're not counting parodies?
Some of them are not.
Like, parodies nuts?
Oh my God.
Well,
this has been the last episode that Andrea has been on anything.
I'm just kidding.
Bitch, I have to record for you.
That's true.
You can't do this by yourself.
I can't.
Corbin,
I'm helpless.
Anyway,
I really am.
Do you have anything?
I don't have any socials. You can't find me online.
We love you anyway. All right, guys.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next time for another book that makes you ask.
Why?
Why am I reading this?
Why?
All right. Bye.
Bye.